Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O fire that fuels the stars and suns, rekindled in our evening flame, your blinding radiance yet is dimmed before the one from whom you came. When out of darkness first you dawned, you ushered in God's gifts untold. On this, the eighth unequaled day, you blazed where life lay dead and cold. For Christ, our light unquenchable, death sought to master and defy, yet from a darkened empty tomb, life gave definitive reply. The universe will not be shamed, delighting God in endless ways, for neither human sin nor pride can silence its unceasing praise. Amen. My prayers come before you like incense, the raising of my hands like the evening offering. My prayers come before you like incense, the raising of my hands like the evening offering. I call for your help, O Adonai. Listen to me when I call to you. O God, I cry to you. So listen to my prayer. I am invoking you. My prayers come before you like incense, the raising of my hands like the evening offering. Keep me from evil, watch over me. Set a guard at the door of my lips. My love, I turn to you. So listen to me now. I am in my prayers come before you like incense, the raising of my hands like the evening offering. Defend me, my love, I take refuge in you. Guard me from those who do evil. My joy, I trust in you. So listen to my heart, I am invoking you. My prayers come before you like incense, the raising of my hands like the evening offering. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. God did not make death, nor does God rejoice in the destruction of the living. For Adonai fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive thing among them, nor any domain of the netherworld on earth, for justice is undying. Thanks be to God. In you, Adonai, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In you, Adonai, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Let me never be put to shame. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. In you, Adonai, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live. For the unity of the Christian churches and the common good of all earthkind. For the people of this and every other nation, that all be guided in the ways of justice and peace. For the health and well-being of all creation, and the wisdom and will to conserve it. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and for those who care for them. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing. O Great Spirit, you are our Shepherd Chief in the Most High Place. Your home is everywhere, even beyond the stars and moon. Whatever you want to be done, let it be done everywhere. Give us your gift of bread day by day. Forgive us our wrongs, as we forgive those who wrong us. Take us away from wrongdoings. Free us from evil. For everything belongs to you. Let your power and glory shine forever. Amen. Risen Christ, by virtue of your passing over from death to life, pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts. Fill us with awe and reverence for you, and love and compassion for our neighbor. For yours is the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the Great Spirit bless us and all of creation. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our heart in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.